Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Call a neighbor, Call a friend. Tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. I want to bring your attention this morning to the Word of God. We're going to be speaking from the book of John, the 11th chapter. But we want to be able to go before the throne of grace. Why don't you come with me as we go before the Lord God Almighty. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we praise thy name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, dear God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, have your way today. God, move in the midst of thy people. God, those, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that need you right now. Father, I ask thee, God, God, to move on their behalf. God, give them what they need this day and this hour. Father, give us a healing. Heal their body. Father, heal the mind, the soul, and the spirit. Lord, whatever it is, materialistic thing, God, a need for provision, Lord, provide for them. Your words say, ask and it shall be given. Lord, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. We thank the Lord again for the word of God, and we thank God for you, our listening audience. And yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And here we want to go to the word of God, to the book of John. John, that 11th chapter, we're going to begin at that first verse. Now a certain man was sick, named it Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So it let us know that there was a man, a certain man, the word of God said, that was sick. And it told us that they were in the town of Bethany, and they, Lazarus had two sisters, which was Mary and Martha. It tells us that Mary is the one that anointed the Lord's feet with ointment. She anointed his feet, and she wiped his feet with her hair. I can see the love of God that's in this woman of God, because she had a love for the Master. She knew that this wasn't an ordinary man, but she knew that he was God. He was the Savior. He was the Lord, and she loved him. I don't know about you this morning, but do you feel the love for our Savior? Do you feel the love for our God? The way that Mary did, that she took her hair, she took the hair of her head, and she wiped the feet of our Master, of our Lord and Savior. Now, Mary and Martha had a brother, and his brother, their brother name was Lazarus. And the Word of God let us know that their brother was sick. And in that third verse, it says, therefore his sister sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. They knew the love that they had for God. They knew that God loved them. So when Lazarus got sick, when Lazarus was sick, they sent to Jesus to let him know that he who he loved it, which was Lazarus, that he was sick. And Jesus heard that, and he said, this sickness is not to death, the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. So, yes, he is sick. I acknowledge that he is sick. I know that he is sick, but the sickness is not to death. Somebody ought to hear me today. Somebody ought to know that the power of God, somebody ought to hear the word of God. Because, yes, he acknowledged that he had infirmity. He acknowledged that there was sickness in the body. But yet, even though that there was sickness in the body, he let them know that this sickness was not unto death. This sickness that is not going to cause him to be eternally dead. So therefore, this sickness was going to be able to glorify God. It's going to be able to glorify because God is going to use this every time there is sickness and infirmity in a person's body. You don't have to give up. You don't have to say that even when you're given a bad report from your physician, and the physician says that this is a sickness unto death. This is a sickness that you are not going to live. But no, God let her know that this sickness is not, let them know that this sickness is not to death. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode, he stayed 2 days still in the place where he was. So it let us know that, yes, he got the news that his friend, the one that he loved, was sick and ill. And he did not leave. He did not get his belonging. He didn't get the disciples together and say, we're going right now because I've just got this word that Lazarus is sick. No, he did not do that. He stayed 2 more days in that same place where he was. And then the word of God say, after that, he said to his disciples, let us go unto Judea again. And his disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews, his disciples say to him, Master, the Jews of the late sought to stone you, and you go, you there again? Why are you going there? The Jews already trying to stone you. Are you going there? And Jesus answered, because he always has an answer. He always knew. He knew even before they told him that Lazarus was sick. And he had an answer because he knew what was to be done. He knew that this was for the glory of God. He knew that he was going to be able to go into that place even though the Jews sought to stone him. Come on. So therefore, Jesus in that night, verse says, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. When you in the day, can you not even simply see? And you know that there's 24 hours of the day. But there are 12 hours of the day that the Lord let them see that if you walk in the light and you there is no stumbling in the light, but you can see clearly, you can see the end, you can see whether or not there is something that's going to hinder you, something that's going to keep you from getting to that destination. But with he was trying to let them know that in that ninth verse, he said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he sees the light of this world. Because guess what? Jesus is the the light of the world. Sometimes we can say that we're walking with Jesus, but yet we don't know that how Jesus is actually being manifested in our life and don't know who Jesus really is. We'll say Jesus. We'll say, yes, he is the King of Kings. And we'll say that he is the Lord of Lords. And yes, we'll say that he is the Alpha and Omega. But do we know the, really know the King of Kings? Do we really know the Alpha and Omega? They walk with Jesus and they slept by Jesus, but yet they did not really comprehend and know that who Jesus was. My question is to you this morning, do you know who Jesus is? Who he is, not to your neighbor, not to your friend, not to your children, not to anyone else, but do you know who he is to you? So therefore, in that heard, the word of God said, as the Lord speak, he said, but if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him, that I may awake him out of sleep. He's sleeping, but I'm going that I can awake him out of sleep. And then his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Because many times that when a person is not in pain, when they're not hurting, then many times it has been said that that person is okay, he's getting better. If he can sleep, he's all right. And that's what the disciples thought, that he at that time that Lazarus was doing well. But Jesus had to break it down. He had to give them some insight. He had to let them know where he was coming from and what he meant by he was sleeping, that he was going to wake him out of sleep. And here Jesus said in that 13th verse of the 11th chapter of John, he said, however, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in his sleep. And then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. I am glad for your sake that I was not there. That's why he waited two more days. That's why he didn't go immediately to Lazarus. That's why he didn't make his way and get his disciples and go in order to wake Lazarus out of sleep. He said, I'm glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Because I want to show you something. I want to show you the power of God. I want to let you know who I am. You see, Jesus was teaching them. He was instructing them. He was showing them who he was. And he was showing them the power of the Most High God. And that he was showing them that he was God. And he was showing them that he was able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they asked, above all that they think. See, they were, the question was, was that Lazarus, the sister, the brother of Lazarus, they wanted to him to come and to heal their brother because their brother was sick. Have you ever had a brother or a sister or a family member that was sick? And you were waiting, you prayed, But yet that faith in God was not really where it should have been, or that faith in God wanted to do a greater need. It doesn't mean that Mary and Martha could not have prevented this from happening. It meant that God wanted to be glorified in all of this. And yet their faith needed to go to a place in God that they even could do greater things, that they could see the work of God being manifested in their brother. So Jesus said, I'm glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. And then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had been laid in the grave 4 days already. He was sick, and now he had died. He was dead. And not only that, he was in the grave 4 days. Now, Bethany was near to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. You know, at times times when a person has lost a loved one, there are people that come to be able to comfort them. Jesus had came, the disciples had came to also to be with them and to comfort them. But Jesus' purpose, his purpose was different from that of the disciples. He knew that he had a work to do. He knew the purpose why he was going to see Lazarus and see Mary and Martha. And in that 20th verse, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. And then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. If you would have been here, I know, God, that you're able to heal him. Jesus, if you've been here, I know that instead of him dying, instead of we having to put him in grave clothes, he would still be alive if you were only here. And this is what she was saying to Jesus. My brother had not have died if you had been here. But I know, she said, that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. And I believe that even in that, she didn't really comprehend. She didn't really know what the power of God that was about to be manifested before her eyes and before the eyes of those that came to comfort Mary and Martha. And Jesus said to her, your brother shall rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. This is what she said, that I know that he's going to rise again in the resurrection in the last day. Jesus wasn't talking about that. But Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Yes, believe you this? Do you believe what I'm saying, Martha? And she said to him, yea, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come unto the world. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, the Master is come and called for you. The Master is calling for you. She went away to get her sister Mary. And as soon as she heard that Jesus was there, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but he was in a place where Mary met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, but they saw Mary that she arose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying she goes to the grave to weep there. See, but Mary Martha had came to Mary to let him know that the Master was there, the one that loved, the one that we love, the one that loved Lazarus and you and me, he's here. But the people thought that she was going, as when Mary rose up hastily, they thought that she was going to the grave to mourn and to weep. And when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, my God, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. She was saying the same thing that her sister was saying. Her sister Martha, Lord, if you've been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. He was concerned. And said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And in that 35th verse of that 11th chapter of John, the word of God says, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. When they seen him weeping, because they had been weeping, and Martha weeping, and all of them weeping, then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man put open the eyes of the blind? See, they knew what Jesus was capable of doing. They seen him open the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died. Oh, they've seen some of the miracles that Jesus did. And yet they've seen him open the eyes of the blind, but they're wondering, could this man, how they look and want to know, because they have prevented him from dying. Some of them say, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? And Jesus, therefore, again, Jesus groaned in himself as he came to the grave in himself. Come to the grave, and it was a cave. At that time, they didn't put them as we do now in the ground. But at this particular time, they had put the Lazarus in a cave, and a stone had laid upon it. And Jesus said, take you away the stone. take away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, but he had been dead 4 days. So what are you talking about? Lazarus, our brother, I know you love him. I know maybe you want to see him, but Lord, he's been dead 4 days. And not only he's been dead 4 days, but not by now Lazarus stinketh. Do you not know that what she was saying to God, what she had in her mind, or what she knew about the dead, that rigor mortis had already set in? Didn't she not know that a usual person that was dead, that their blood stopped running in their veins and their body and their arteries, that she knew that actually the eyes and the, you couldn't see and you couldn't hear anymore, and that he was not able to move in the natural. She knew this, but here she is saying that, Lord, by this time, for faith, he stinketh, but he had been dead 4 days. And Jesus said to her, said I not to you that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you hear me always. But because of the people who are standing by, the people that's looking on, the people that's watching, the people that have asked to move the stone from the grave, because of the people who are standing by, I said it that they may believe that you have sent me. Come on. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. And he cried, Lazarus. He didn't call Jim. He didn't call John. He didn't call Albert. But he called for Lazarus. He called him for the one that he wanted to come for, because he knew that Lazarus, by the power of God, when he spoke, these things was going to happen. So therefore, when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. In that 44th verse of the 11th chapter, he that was dead, come on, hear what I'm saying. He that was dead came forth. He was bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Everything that he has upon him, he was, because the word said that he was bound. He was bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and even his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said to them, loose him. In other words, unbind him and let him go. And many of the Jews which came to Mary and had came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believe on him. We must know the power of God. We must know that God is able to move in every area of our life. Yes, if he can heal a headache. is able to raise the dead. Yes, if he can make the blind to see, yes, he's able to raise the dead. I don't know what it is in your life that you need God to do for you today, but I believe that God, he is God, and he is God all by himself. I believe that God is able to move on your behalf. I believe today that he is able to fight every battle. I don't know what battle you're going through. I don't know whether or not you're distressed. I don't know whether or not the enemy have tried to plague your mind. I don't know if you have a downward type spiraling spirit, but I do know that God, that he is God, and he is God all by himself. And if you just can believe God today, if you can just hold on to your faith, Word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I believe that the women of God, I believe Lazarus' sisters, I believe that the people around him, they did not see and realize that God was able to do this great and miraculous miracle, this supernatural thing in the life of their brother. They had given up. They knew there was going to be a resurrection, and they thought, and Martha thought it was going to be in that in the day of resurrection that those that believed that they were going to rise again. But no, God let them know that I am the resurrection and the life. God is able to resurrect whatever problem, whatever you need in your life, things that seem to be bad, seem like there's no answer, seem like it's not going to happen. See, is it a job? Is what it is? Is it a person? Is it your husband? Is it your wife? Is it your daughter? Is it your son? What is it? God is able to do it. He is that resurrection. He is that life. And so it let us know that we can believe God. We can have faith in God. We can know that there is nothing too hard for God to do. We're getting ready at this time to go before the throne of grace. Whatever you may need today, whatever you need God to do in your life, I'm sending the word. I'm sending the word. I'm standing on the word of God, and I'm sending God's word to you right now. Even as God told Lazarus, even he spoke to Lazarus, come forth. You need to come forth in your faith. You need to believe God. You need to, even as God was speaking to Mary and Martha, you need to believe God to know that it's not a dead situation. You need to know whatever it is that God is able to move in your behalf. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We magnify your name. Lord, we come before you today. Lord, even as you allowed us, God, to preach your word this morning from John, the 11th chapter, Lord, I pray even now that the listeners, God, that the faith will have gone, Father God, to that next level in you. God, that the power of your spirit, God, will be manifested, God. God, that they will know that you are God and God all by yourself. Father, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. God, those that are blind, God, those that are going blind, those that the enemy is trying to take their sight, those that are with glaucoma, God, those, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that have sickness in their body, God, those, God, that have tumors, God, in the abdomen area, Father God, I pray healing right now in the name of Jesus. God, those, God, that with fibroid tumors, Father, Lord, of the uterus, Father, I pray healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, those, God, in Jesus' name, that tools are stopped up, Father, those that are not able to produce, and those that want children, and for some reason, God, they cannot have them. I pray even now, God, that you you would touch them. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that the people will know that you are God. And then, God, that they'll know, God, in the name of Jesus, that we are your servant. And that you call us to pray. And that you call us to intercede for the people. And you call us to pray in behalf of your people. Father, I ask this in the name of Jesus. God, that your miracle-working power, God, will be manifested. God, those, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that have a friction in the home. Father God, but between that husband, between that wife, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, it renew. I pray the Holy Spirit will come in. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll sanctify that husband and sanctify that wife, sanctify those children. I pray, God, that the power of your word, God, will be manifested in them. Those that are weeping, those, God, in the name of Jesus, that need comforting, I pray even now, God, that you'll move on their behalf. Father, this I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you have already done. Thank you right now for what you're going to do. Lord God, even Father God, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. God, those that are not saved, those that do not know you as Lord and Savior, God, those that do not know you as the Alpha and Omega, one, Father God, that is beginning and the end, one, God, that is the first and the last, I pray, God, today, God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way, God. I pray, God, that they, Lord God, will give their life unto you. God, you say it, Father God, that, Father God, if we ask, it shall be given. Father, you said, the seeker ye shall find. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you say, God, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead, your words say that we shall be saved. So, Lord God, those, God, that's under the sound of my voice, I pray, God, even now, God, that you will move, Father God, on their behalf, and God, that you will forgive them for every sin and every transgression, because your word let us know that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I pray now that there will be a change in the mind and the heart, God, that they will say yes to your will this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. We would like to take this time to invite you to come and dine with us on this coming Friday at the same time that you will hear what thus says the Word of God, and that you can see and hear the power of God, that your faith in God will be restored, and your faith will go to that next level. This has been Dr. Mary Smith-Lahoy, a preacher of the hour. Please join us on next Friday, on this Friday, as we are ready to preach for the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God. May the Lord bless and keep you. Is.